I don't like leaving you off here, Roy Delois said. Where's your grandpa? Oh, he'll be right along, Bobby said, striving for a cheerful tone and almost making it. It was really amazing what you could do when your back was against the wall. He held out the money. For a moment, Roy Delois hesitated instead of taking the dough, thought about driving him back to Spicer's, but if the kid's not telling the truth about his grandpa, what's he doing down here, Roy Delois thought. He's too young to want to get laid. I'm fine, Bobby sent back. And yes, he thought he could do that too, a little anyway. Go on, stop worrying, I'm fine. Roy Delois finally took the crumpled dollar and the trio of dimes. This is really too much, he said. My grandpa told me to never be stingy like some people are, Bobby said, getting out of the cab. Maybe you ought to get a new dog, you know, a puppy. Roy Delois was maybe 50, but surprise made him look much younger.
How?
Then Bobby heard him decide he didn't care how. Roy Delois put his cab in gear and drove away, leaving Bobby in front of the whoa fat noodle cup. He stood there until the cab's taillights disappeared, then began walking slowly in the direction of the corner pocket, pausing long enough to look through the dusty window of Special Souvenirs. The bamboo blind was up, but the only special souvenir on display was a ceramic ashtray in the shape of a toilet. There was a groove for a cigarette in the seat. Park your butt was written on the tank. Bobby considered this quite witty, but not much of a window display. He had sort of been hoping for items of a sexual nature, especially now that the sun had gone down. He walked on, past B-Port Printing, and Shoes Repaired While You Wait, and Snappy Cards for All Occasions. Up ahead was another bar, more young men on the corner, and the sound of the Cadillacs. Brrr, black slacks make you cool, daddy-o. When you put 'em on, you're raring to go. Bobby crossed the street, trotting with his shoulders hunched, his head down and his hands in his pockets. Across from the bar was an out-of-business restaurant with a tattered awning still overhanging its soaped windows. Bobby slipped into its shadow and kept going, shrinking back once when someone shouted and a bottle shattered. When he reached the next corner, he recrossed Nasty Gansett Street on the diagonal, getting back to the side the corner pocket was on.